Welcome into another episode of the At the Pylon podcast. I'm your host, Nick Antonakis. Here's a question. Have you ever thought about how the Patriots' brutal losses are getting to your TV screen every week? Me too. That's why I sat down with our special guest, Jeff Monroe, to talk about the ins and outs of sports production. Jeff is not only the operations manager at Arlington Community Media Inc., but has a boatload of freelancing experience for professional Boston sports teams, and primarily the Patriots. Let's bring him in. All right, Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start off, Jeff, by kind of diving into the discussion regarding the various positions that you've held while working these productions. What types of jobs have you had when you've joined the NBC Sports crew?
You know, when I was brought on board because I'm an operations manager for a local TV studio, and I had a lot of experience in, you know, audio, lighting, video, you know, all areas. So I was often hired as a utility, and the utility position is almost like an assistant too. So anywhere from like the press box, building the set in the press box, building the audio booth, or the video. So there's an assistant to audio, video, IT, networking. So all of those different, there's a fiber team. So when the big sports companies come through, I happen to be brought on board by NBC Sports. The positions I would be offered is the utility position.
And out of all of those different kind of fields that you've delved into in this utility position, whether it's audio, video, all these different aspects that you've talked about, what do you think was the most difficult?
The most difficult is probably the fiber team, because you're now, you know, in an IT environment, and you're now having to log into pieces of equipment, make sure IP addresses are correct. And it's just a little bit out of my wheelhouse. I'm now very comfortable with it, but, you know, almost 18 years ago when I was first thrown in, it was something that I was very unfamiliar with. So I found that very difficult. And then over the years, the labor part of the job I found gets more difficult as I get older, because it's just taxing on the body. You know, it could be that you're brought in the early mornings and it's a late game, so you're working 15 to 18 hour days, and that's just a lot on anybody.
Now, obviously, a lot of our pod listeners are very well, I guess, familiar with the product that ends up on the field in terms of the New England Patriots. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. This year, it's not been too positive. But right. Working directly on the field kind of gives you this avenue to experience the game from a totally new perspective. What are some of the things that you've gotten to witness that viewers on TV don't see or hear?
Obviously, there's that time when you're at commercial. You know, there's someone on the sideline, they call them the red hat. And it's funny because sometimes they're not wearing a red hat. They just have big, giant, fluorescent orange gloves on. And what happens is, and I think this is the funny thing that I didn't know until I was working on the sidelines of the game, that there's somebody there with the headphones on listening to the producer of the program, and they step right onto the field, and the coaches and the referees, everybody's looking to that person to let them know when they're out of commercial so that they can get back to the game. So that's one unique thing that happens on the sideline. The other is kind of being in between the rowdy fans and, you know, maybe I'm working on the away side, you know, assistant camera operators, or often I'd be running a parabolic mic standing on the sidelines, and I have these real rowdy crowd fans behind me. And you have an away team visiting and they're just being heckled like hard, and just watching them thinking, what's going through their mind? I know they can hear it. I can hear it. And they're just ignoring it. They're like, I'm not going to let this phase me. I got to focus on the game. So I think the professionalism of the players themselves having to just stay in tune with the game, that's a very cool thing to witness, because there are so many distractions, especially in New England got these, you know, muskets that go off.
Yeah.
These big, loud, you know, bangs, and, you know, that would really scare you when you have headphones on and you're holding a parabolic mic. Those muskets go off and you jump a mile. But yeah, it's just a surprising environment when you're that close. So I was running grip for a camera operator who was running down the field, and a very famous play when Edelman threw, like, it was one of these, like,
was it the double pass?
It was the double pass.
Wow.
And that happened literally in front of me. It was like I had Edelman on my right, and I'm like, oh, what's happening? My camera operator saw something else happening. He's pointing the other direction. And a funny thing, I'll have to send you the image if I can find it. But the next day, there's a picture of Edelman throwing it. And who caught that? That was, I can't remember.
What game was it? Was it the playoffs against the Ravens? Are you talking about?
I believe so.
Then Amendola caught it.
Yeah, Amendola. So the picture on the New England, it was a Patriots Weekly magazine. And the following day, I get a text from another utility that was on the job. He says, how did you manage this? And here's the picture that made the cover is Edelman passing, Amendola receiving it, and I'm in the middle. I'm literally, you can see me clearly, like, going, what's happening?
That's awesome.
And I don't know why I wasn't edited out. You know, it was definitely a missed opportunity for a Photoshop guy to remove me from that photograph. But I was excited to be in there.
Now, you talked about kind of the experience of the players having to stay poised when they're getting chirped by fans. But from your perspective, it's definitely a lot to consume, whether it's a big play happening on the field or fans yelling behind you. How do you find yourself staying professional in such a surreal environment?
It is hard. That is probably why I've done so well on set, because I realized that my job at that point is keeping my camera operator, for instance, on a sideline like that, when everyone's rushing around and there's photographers, it's a very busy sideline. I have to not watch the game and watch my camera operator. And that's a really hard thing to do. It's different when you're running utility for audio, because now, or the parabolic mics, I'm standing there. It's very important that I'm actually pointing my audio at the action of the game. So in that position, it's important to stay focused on the game and keep, you know, your mic pointed at the action in your zone. Because, you know, especially for playoff games, you have more and more parabolic mics. But, sorry, for the non-big playoff games, regular season games, you might only have between 4 and 6 mics. So it's very important that if something happens in your zone, that you cover it really well.
We interrupt this interview for a short message from our amazing sponsors, HelloFresh. You know what the worst thing is on Patriots game day besides a loss? Not having dinner planned. Sunday afternoons are filled with football, leaving no time for a grocery store stop. Does this mean I have to settle for some overpriced, unhealthy takeout? Not on HelloFresh's watch. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. And did you know HelloFresh does more than just dinners? From easy breakfast to start your morning off right, to 10-minute lunches or satisfying snacks both adults and kids will love, HelloFresh has tasty choices for every mealtime occasion. And the best part? No grocery trip required, leaving Sunday afternoons for football and football only. My personal favorite HelloFresh meal to chow down on at halftime has to be the Firehouse Cheeseburger. Served with garlic wedges and topped with fried onions and creamy ranch sauce, it's delicious and healthy. Go to HelloFresh.com/@thepylon and use the code ATPFREE for a free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/@thepylon with code ATPFREE. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Now let's get back to our conversation with Jeff Monroe. Now, you talked about kind of productions being on the smaller end, quote unquote, with 4 to 6 mics during regular season games. That's still a lot from the consumer's perspective. Sure. How big do these productions end up? And experiencing that from behind the scenes, what does setup look like?
Setup can be up to 2 days, you know, and depending on the game, you know, I've worked some Thursday night games and some Monday night games where I would have thought I was working a Super Bowl. Like, I could not believe how many trucks were there, how many, you know, and I'm blessed to be able to have worked in this field during the time, you know, the Patriots were, always in the playoffs. Like, it seemed like I would always be working playoffs, and the after a Super Bowl win, there's always these really big games, the first game back. And I got to work all of those games, and it, being on the sidelines was just spectacular. But the crew would range, you know, and you notice it in the break room when you go to have lunch with the, with your peers and your crew. And there's hundreds of people having lunch. You know, it's pretty extraordinary. Because in addition to, like, if I'm working NBC Sports, for instance, there is still another 15 to 20 other networks that are there with a small crew, even though it's an NBC game. Everyone else has their personalities there. They have their own cameras. And then there may be some sharing of feeds. But it's really cool to see the camaraderie and how everyone works together on the sidelines to pull a show together. And the house, you know, you have the Gillette team themselves. Like, they have their own video group. They have their own in-house engineers, you know, that assist. So it's really a great team effort behind the scenes where hundreds of people are working together to make that show happen.
Now,
it could take up to 2 days to set it up.
Yeah. It seems like there's definitely a lot involved, and you've gained a lot of great experience from all these freelance opportunities that you've had. If sure. you were to select one skill that you can take away from all of this, what would be that top skill that you've taken away from your freelance experience?
I would say teamwork. You can't do any of this stuff alone. And of course, you know, as in the position that I was in, for instance, working a Bruins, Stanley Cup playoff game, one of the camera operators in the studio. So I helped engineer the studio and put the studio together, building it, mics, video monitors and camera ops. So, you know, just helping build everything. I do have a lot of experience in both field and studio work. So while I was doing that, there's supposed to be 3 cameras. 2 camera operators were there. I happened to be the assistant, and I was able to actually throw my headset on and jump into that. Yeah, teamwork, as far as everyone stepping up and helping each other out, like, it is for the greater good of the show. You know, there will be times where people don't show up or people are sick. And, you know, I was telling you about that opportunity. I got to step behind the camera, throw the headphones on, tell the director, "Hey, I'm camera qualified. I can run camera if you need somebody right now." And I was able to run camera for the rest of that series, which went long. So it was exciting for me to actually get bumped up from utility to camera operator. And everybody was grateful that I was able to do it and stepping up, and I still got my utility work done. And it was great all around. And I apologize for having to cut this interview short, but I do have a production that I need to go work on right now.
Yeah, no problem at all, Jeff. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and we really appreciate your insight. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Nick, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. And that's it for this episode of the At the Pylon podcast. Make sure to follow us on Instagram @@the.pylon for all updates regarding the podcast. From At the Pylon, my name is Nick Antonakis.